High margin debt, what does that portend for the markets? China and Russia keep on cozying up, and Janet Yellen doesn't really like our growing wealth inequality. Hi, I'm Charles Goyette, and this is your Freedom and Prosperity Commentary for Monday, October the 20th. First of all, a look at the week ahead, and this week brings us news on the state of the housing industry. On Tuesday, the National Association of Realtors reports existing home sales for the month of September. The numbers were slightly lower in August, but are expected to inch up a little bit in September. And then on Friday, we get the September new home sales numbers from the Commerce Department. New home sales took a big jump in August, but they're expected to have eased off somewhat during September. The Consumer Price Index fell 0.2% in August, and September is expected to be reported flat. That comes in on Wednesday. For President Obama, the week starts off on Monday with a fundraiser, another fundraiser in Chicago, and Congress remains on break until after the elections in November. The Financial Times this weekend reminds us that peaks in margin trading in March 2000 and January 2007 both coincided with sharp breaks in the stock market, and that this bull market has been fed by margin debt at near record levels. The Financial Times writes that margin debt collated by the New York Stock Exchange peaked in February at $466 million and stood at $463 million as recently as August. The peak back in 2007 was $381 billion, hit a low of $173 billion in early 2009. We've talked about the way Western policies and sanctions are driving Russia into a closer trading and monetary relationship with China, with the natural gas agreement earlier this year being Exhibit A. This relationship is important because it describes a coming scenario for the ending of the dollar reserve standard, the handwriting is on the wall, and it foretells the coming isolation of the United States. As an example, look only to the painful impact of the Russian sanctions on Europe. Europe certainly doesn't need any additional economic burden, considering that the shape that they're in today. Well, now a new piece of the picture of the growing Russia-China relationship in a report from China that the two countries are now discussing building a high-speed rail line between Moscow and Beijing. Right now, that's a six-day train journey. The new $230 billion high-speed line would cut that down to 2 days. And finally this, at a Boston conference on Friday, Fed Chair Janet Yellen expressed her deep concern for the growing wealth disparity in the U.S., a gap that has been growing wider for several decades. The extent and continuing increase in inequality in the United States greatly concerns me, said Yellen. I think it is appropriate to ask whether this trend is compatible with values rooted in our national history. Well, it's certainly not. It's nice to know that she's concerned. I'm concerned as well. Michael Shedlock at Mish's Global Economic Trend Analysis is concerned too. So he thought to provide a list of the top things that produced this growing economic inequality. Here are the top four causes of the wealth gap, a few things that Janet Yellen perhaps should note. Number one, Fed-sponsored bank bailouts. Number two, Fed interest rate suppression that punishes savers and those on fixed income. Number three, Fed quantitative easing to goose financial assets primarily held by the wealthy. And number four, Fed-sponsored inflation that benefits those with first access to the money, banks, the already wealthy, and government by property and other taxes. Those are the top reasons that the Fed is responsible for the growing wealth disparity that Janet Yellen decries. Ironic, isn't it? And that is your Freedom and Prosperity Commentary for the new week. I'm Charles Goyette.
For information on how to order Charles Goyette's Freedom and Prosperity newsletter and more, please log on to moneyandmarkets.com or call toll-free 1-800-291-8545.